The director Steve Gyllenhaal first made his name with the cable TV movie Paris Trout before going on to film Waterland in 1992. The next year, he teamed up with his screenwriter wife, Naomi Foner, to make the Deborah Winger film A Dangerous Woman. And now Gyllenhaal and Foner have joined forces again. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Losing Isaiah.
What first struck me about this movie were the newspaper ads. They didn't look like ads for a feature film. They looked like ads for a TV movie. Bigger than the names of the stars, Jessica Lange and Halle Berry, even bigger than the title, was the strangely awkward come-on line. Who decides what makes a mother? The whole thing could have been ripped from the pages of TV Guide. There are exceptions, of course, but in general, feature films and TV movies are two different animals. The feature film aims to give you a distinctive, transporting experience with its own particular flavor. It aims to take you out of your world and suck you into its own. A TV movie aims for almost the opposite. It tries to be generic, with characters that are almost purposely undistinctive, so that we can all ask ourselves, what if this were happening to me? The feature film is about the world it creates. The TV movie is about the problem it wants to discuss, which makes Losing Isaiah a lot like a TV movie. Its characters, for instance, are pretty much generic. There's Jessica Lange as Margaret, the fading social worker wife of an affluent building contractor. With her only daughter reaching teenhood and her husband coming home suspiciously late from work, she's beginning to feel a bit unneeded, which helps explain why she falls head over heels for a black crack baby she sees at the hospital where she works. In fact, after a search for little Isaiah's mother proves futile, Lange and her family adopt him. But Isaiah's mom hasn't disappeared. She's a down-and-out prostitute played by Halle Berry, who one night left her newborn in a dumpster. As the movie proceeds, we watch two parallel stories, the one about how Lange and her family build a loving home around Isaiah, and the one about how Berry cleans up her act, finds a job, and then meets a lawyer, played by Samuel L. Jackson, who wants to help her get her baby back. The movie heads where you always knew it was going, to court, and inevitably to a big speechy scene with Lange on the witness stand and Jackson cross-examining her.
What we should be thinking about here is what is going to happen to the spirit of this little boy. If he's taken away from us.
So what you're saying is you're his only hope.
What I'm saying is, we are all he knows. And if you take him away from us, it'll kill him.
So only you can save him. You're the great white hope.
No. But I am his mother.
Are you?
In TV movies, speech-making often substitutes for good storytelling, but it doesn't often here. Losing Isaiah is directed like a real movie, with supple camera work and smart editing. And its refusal to opt for easy answers, at least until the very unsatisfying finish, is downright bracing. Jessica Lange is a real movie actress. And even playing someone as bland and washed out as Margaret, she's an overwhelming emotional presence. Halle Berry can't quite keep up with her. She fulfills the familiar TV movie function of a glamour goddess trying on a down-and-dirty role. The paradigm is Farrah Fawcett in The Burning Bed. In a movie theater, Berry's limitations are all too obvious. And the same, finally, I'm afraid, might be said for the whole film. Someone at Paramount has made a big marketing mistake here. On the big screen, Losing Isaiah looks oddly stunted and pale. But from the vantage point of the living room couch, it could have been one of the most celebrated movies of the year.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.